Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story. We break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Strawberry Letter with my good friend, Shirley Strawberry.
Thank you, my good friend, Junior. Subject, I found out too late. Dear Stephen Shirley, early last year, I met a woman online that swept me off my feet. We talked for hours on the phone, and we FaceTimed every night until we fell asleep. We did that for a month, and then we started dating but not having sex. She lived with her mom, so she wouldn't spend the night with me, even though she's 35 years old. I understood, so I would take her back home when it got late. After a few months of grinding on each other, it was time to have sex. She said she wanted to get married first because she was tired of having sex without commitment. I proposed to her on her birthday at her mom's house. We had a small wedding on a rooftop, and then she moved in with me, about 40 miles from her mom's house. The first night we spent together was not good at all because she ate something that didn't agree with her, and she was in the bathroom all night. I opened some windows and tried not to think about it. Dang. Over the first week or so, we were enjoying sex, a lot of sex. But I noticed that something wasn't right about it, and I nicely asked her to take better care of her personal hygiene. She started bathing before bedtime and washing up before work. I lost interest in being intimate for a while, but I knew our marriage would not survive if I didn't have sex with my wife. So much stuff about her changed after she moved in. I had only seen her in wigs or with braids, so I was shocked that she started wearing her short afro to work, even after I offered to pay to get her hair done every week. She's a mess. My house is a mess, and she can't get along with my housekeeper. I found out about her too late. Do I have to keep trying, or can I send this woman back to her mama's house? Well, that is a question only you can answer that part, but I'll tell you right now, this is not good. And I'm sure that's why she was single in the first place. She was fooling everyone she probably came in contact with and tried to be intimate with. She sent her representative on the first few dates with you, and then the real her didn't come out until after the marriage when it was too late. Personal hygiene is always a deal breaker. I don't care who it is, how beautiful you are, all of that. Personal hygiene is always a deal breaker. And if you can't stand it, it. I'm glad you let her know. You said you told her nicely, but obviously she still didn't get it. But you got to let her know you can't stay in a marriage like that. If she doesn't clean herself up, you'll be gone. You got to tell her. You took a chance anyway when you married her so quickly and without really, really knowing her. That was, sounds like you say love, but desperation maybe on your part because you didn't know much about her when you proposed. I say, if you really can't stand this and personal hygiene is an issue, which it should be, get out now before, you know, get out now. That's all I got to say. Personal hygiene, too much of an issue. Steve?
Yeah, okay. Well, Shirley said in her response to you to the letter, this is a question that she can't answer for you because you wanted to know, can you send her back to her mama? Well, this is a question I can answer. I don't have no damn problem providing my answer, and I will. And I think you're going to agree with me. So let's just say, before we get started, this letter that I'm about to read is about, this letter is not called I Learned Too Late. The name of this letter is, Damn It, It's Over.
What? That's the subject.
Yeah. Damn It, It's Over. I can't find the letter because I lost it on my phone.
Found out too late is the real subject.
Yeah, I found out too late is the real subject. The subject to me is, damn it, I'm gone. last year, he met this woman online that swept him off his feet. FaceTimed every night till they fell asleep. Did that for a month. Then they started dating, but they wasn't having no sex. And she knew not to have no sex, or else this dating was going to end before. So y'all dated, and then she was living with her mama so she wouldn't spend the night with me. That ain't why she ain't spending the night with you. Uh-huh. She ain't spending the night with you because she got to set this hook deep. Because a lot of people done escaped this one before, and she says that in the letter. And even though she's 35 years old, I understood. So I would take her back home when it got late. After a few months of grinding on each other. See, right here. Right here. Months of grinding. Grinding. Putting pressure on it. You know, getting it worked up. I'm talking about hot and bothered. Well, after months of grinding, it was time to have sex. Then she said, I wanted to get married first because she was tired of having sex without commitment. This was a telltale sign right there. If you've had a lot of sex,
yeah,
and nobody has ever wanted to marry you, either two things. The sex was not good enough to hold their attention.
Mm-hmm.
Or you this woman in this letter. Now let's see which one this was. So she said she wasn't having sex without a commitment. I proposed to her on her birthday. I'll be damned. Get married just so you can have some sex. Uh-oh.
Hang on, Steve. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Right. Not a
we'll
good
have part two. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's subject, Steve, change it, though. I found out too late, but you changed it to what, Steve?
Damn it, it's over.
I'm gone, yeah. All right, right after this. All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's strawberry letter. The subject is, I found out too late, but you changed it.
Yep, I found out too late because Shirley said at the end of the letter, can I deal with this woman or can I send her back to her mama? Shirley said, and her proper response was, it's not up for me to tell you that. That's up to you. My response to that question is, you did write in to me. I have no problem with sharing with you my direct opinion of what I think should happen. You met a woman online, swept you off your feet, you FaceTime every night, you fell in love. Started dating, but you didn't have sex. She lived with her mama, so you wouldn't spend the night with you. Even though she's 35, I understood, so I would take her back home when it got late. After a few months of grinding on each other, it was time to have sex. She wanted to get married first because she was tired of having sex without commitment. Good move, ladies. Way to hold you. Made a way to get some value from yourself. I got no problem with this. But this was based on this letter, trickery. Because she know once he get it, what he looking for, and he find out what it is, it's probably going to be a problem anyway. So I proposed to her on her birthday at her mama's house. We had a small wedding on the rooftop. This must be a rooftop somewhere else, because I ain't been over nobody's girl house where we can have a wedding on the rooftop. I ain't been to nobody's house. Nobody's house we can have a wedding up on the rooftop. They must have went down to an apartment building or something, because most roofs I've seen, going to be hard to stand up there. But anyway, about 40 had a... She moved in with me about 40 miles from my mama's house. Here we go. The first night we spent together was not good at all, because she ate something that didn't agree with her, and she was in the bathroom all night. I opened some windows and tried not to think about it. Now, let's go over this line right here. I opened some windows.
I knew it. I knew you were.
Now, that means not just in the bathroom. This had got all out in the hall, was heading in towards the guest quarters.
Yes.
It was down there in the dining room, all up by the front door. You done open up some windows. And let me tell you something, I'm a man. Now, you can't come in that bathroom right after me. It's not recommended. You have got to learn to flush as we go. You cannot sit there. You have got to flush and go. My mama told me that. If you hear a splash, flush.
Gosh.
What'd you say?
Don't wait on
to the
if you hear a splash, flush. Don't sit in there waiting to unload. You got to just keep flushing, boy. Okay.
Wait, one
had
more
to open
time.
A bunch
one more
of
time.
Weeks. No, it's
one more
breakfast
time.
Please.
If you hear a splash, you must flush.
Oh, great.
Flush
you
as
this.
You go.
Yes.
You need to know this, men. Say no time sitting here and mind your work and all that. That ain't what you do.
What?
Flush as you go. Woo, that fool. Nuh-uh, don't say that. All right, here
Thank
we go.
Thank you, Steve. Thank
Over
you.
Over the first week or so, we were enjoying sex, a lot of sex. But I noticed something wasn't right about it. And I asked her to take better care of her personal hygiene. Now, we all know what this means, and we don't have to be graphic. I'm not going to do that to you.
Right.
But if a man has to tell you, you need to do something. After he said we were enjoying sex, a lot of sex. But then I noticed something wasn't right. That mean it was good, but what is that? He was doing stuff. This is what he was doing. Ooh, Lord. I'm telling you. What is that?
Uh-uh.
Oh, baby, I'm working it now. Oh, I got you. Okay, all right. Oh, baby, I got you now. Oh, I got it working. Whose is it? Who? What is it?
Okay. Wait,
I think we got the picture now.
Anyway, major point.
Wait,
man, hold on. Did you eat again? What is going on? Anyway, she started bathing before bedtime and washing up before work. What? I've never had a woman I've had to say this to. I've never. Ladies, thank you. Because most of y'all take excellent care of yourself.
Yes.
But when you got to tell them, and then she said, I lost interest in being intimate for a while, but I knew our marriage wouldn't survive if we didn't have sex with my wife. So much stuff about her changed after she moved in. I'd only seen her in wigs and braids, and I was shocked that she started wearing her short afro to work. Then after I offered to pay to get her hair done every week, she's a mess. My house a mess. She can't get along with the housekeeper. Because the housekeeper cussing her out every time she come in. How your house worse than I just cleaned it up yesterday. I found out about her too late. Do I have to keep trying, or can I send this woman back to her mama's house? You ain't gonna be able to fix this, dog. I'm not gonna be telling no woman she got to bathe, wash up before you go to work. I'm not finna do that.
Right now. All right, post okay, your comments on itself. Today.
Right on back over to your mama house.
Today's Strawberry Letter.
I bet
letter
that whole house Harvey. Stank over there.
What? Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.